I had a letter that I meant to mention. The Mount Olive Primitive Baptist Church in Tifton will be having their meeting this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I'm supposed to be preaching that meeting, so I would ask all of you to please pray for God to bless us as we try to worship the Lord there, and pray that God will bless me with liberty in preaching from God's holy word. If you have your Bibles this morning, I would like to ask you to please turn to the book of John. I would like to read from John chapter 21. And I know that these are very familiar words to you, and yet I pray that God will help us as we read the Word of God and hear the Word of God. I pray that we might feel and know that there's a very important question that we need to hear Jesus asking us. I'm not sure this week if I was dreaming or just laying in bed sleeping. Have you ever had trouble remembering whether something was a dream or whether it was real or not? If you ever get old, you'll find out that it's hard to tell the difference sometimes whether you dreamed it. I've dreamed that people died, and then I would see them, and I would think, my goodness, I thought they were dead. And so I was in bed. I know that I was thinking about some scriptures, but I was thinking about love. What's today? Valentine's Day. I was thinking about love, and I was thinking about what to do for Teresa and what to get for Teresa, and just thinking about love. And as I was either still awake or I went to sleep, but I had the strong feeling that Jesus was right there and that Jesus was saying to me, do you love me? Do you love me? Oh, it was so powerful that it made me afraid and ashamed, because I don't love him as much as I should. If you ask me if I love him, and you ask me on a questionnaire, check from 1 to 100, do you love him? What's the scale? That's sometimes what I ask Teresa. I'll say, well, you know, do you love me between 1 and 100? What's the scale? Where on the scale? She'll say 110 or something like that. And if you were to ask me a questionnaire to fill out, do I love Jesus? I would say, oh, I love him 110. I love him a lot. I love him with all my heart. I would check excellent. I would check everything that would be the highest degree. But when I had this feeling this week, it was the reality, I just don't love him like I ought to. In fact, I don't love anybody as much as I should. I don't love my wife. Now, do you understand the difference? I feel love, but my question is, when you read the Word of God, you'll find the word love is not some feeling you have inside of you, but it's a manifestation of that. And I don't manifest my love enough. I may feel a tremendous amount of love for my wife, but she shows me far more love than I show her. I tell her I love her far more than she tells me. I want to say I love you, but I don't do as much for her as what she does for me. So she actually loves me. The reality and the truth is, according to what the Word of God teaches about love, she loves me more than I love her. I think that I love her more than she loves me, but that's not true. She is loving me more than I am loving her. And that's what the Word of God is talking about when it talks about love, is what kind of love are you showing? I know that the first and great commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy mind and all thy strength. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. That is the command from God. But if I just look at what God has done for me, I want to love him. I want to love him with all of my heart. One of the songwriters says, I want to love him more. He's done so very much for me, I want to love him more. And Jesus came to Simon Peter, and he asked him these questions. Look in your Bibles Now, John chapter 21, beginning with verse 15. John chapter 21, beginning with verse 15. The Word of God says, "So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" Now, a lot of different people have different ideas about what that question meant. The main question was, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" That's the main part of the question. The discussion comes sometimes on more than these. That could have meant there may have been other people around right then. And he could have been saying, "Peter, do you love me more than these other people love me?" What would Peter have said? You know Peter. What would he have definitely said? "Oh, Peter, I love you more than anybody. I'll die for you. I'll do anything for you." So if he had said, "Do you love me more than these people love me?" He would have given a definite yes to that. There could have been things around. For example, the Scripture says they had just been eating. They had just dined, and he could have said, "Do you love me more than these fish that we've just had? You love me more than this food?" What would have Peter said there? "Oh, yes, Lord, you know that I love you more than those fish. You're far more important than that." But the question is, and this is what was so chilling and sobering to me this week, and there hasn't been, I don't believe, an hour since it happened that I haven't heard those words again. "Do you love me? Do you really love me?" I've heard Jesus asking me that question. "Do you really love me? Do you really love me?" I love you too. We need to hear Jesus asking us. You know what it's made me do this week? It's motivated me to try to love him more. Because I'm realizing more and more I don't love him as much as I ought to. I'm not showing him as much love. So he says, "Do you love me?" And by the way, the word love there, sometimes the word love comes from one Greek word and sometimes it comes from another Greek word. And the two main ways that the word love, two main words that the Greek words that the word love is translated into is one is agapeo, which is a godly love. And so he said, "Peter, do you agapeo me? Do you love me with a godly love? Do you really love me like God loves people? Do you love me like that?" And Peter's response is, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." Now the word that he used, love there, if you study, go back and get your concordance, it was phileo, which is a brotherly love. "Brother, you know, I love you. I love you like a brother. I love you like a brother." Now the question that Peter was being asked was, "Do you love me like God loves?" It's a much deeper love. And Peter's response was, "Lord, I love you like a brother." And so then Jesus asked him the second time, he says, "Simon, do you love me? Agapeo, do you love me like God loves?" And he responds again, "Lord, I love you like a brother." And then finally Jesus says, "Simon, do you really phileo me? Do you really love me like a brother loves?" And he says, "Yes, Lord, I love you like a brother." Of course, the first time he said, "Feed my lambs," and then he said, "Feed my sheep," and "Feed my sheep." And the way that you can tell how much you love Jesus is whether you're doing things for the people of God. That's what Jesus, one of the many things that he was teaching here is, now if you love me, you go do something to help people. You go feed my lambs. You go feed my sheep. That's the way that you show love to me. Jesus taught the same basic lesson in Matthew 25, and he said that the Lord would judge us and say to those on the right hand, he says, "Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world, for I was an hungered and you what? I was hungered and you gave me meat, or you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and in prison and you visited me. And he goes through and names all those things, and the response of those on the right hand is, Lord, when did we do those things? And Jesus' response is, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. That's the way we show our love to Jesus. That's the main way, is by loving people, by showing love for people. You need to show your love for your family. You need to show your love to the family of God. Parents need to show their love to their children. Children need to show their love to their parents. Husbands need to show their love for their wives, and wives need to show their love for the husbands, and brothers and sisters in Christ need to show their love one for another. And that's one of the ways that we show and we answer Jesus' question, do you really love me? Do you love me? You know, when I married Teresa, one of the things that were in our that was in our marriage vows is that forsaking all others. You remember, some of you that had wedding vows like, forsaking all others, that you will remain faithful unto her as long as you both shall live. And that was a vow that I made, was that I would never... Does that mean I don't love my mom and daddy when it says forsaking all others? Does that mean I don't love my family and don't do things for my... Listen, if you don't keep all these other loves going, you're still not serving God. I'm to love my wife more than I'm to love any other person on this earth. And there's a different kind of love that a man has for his wife and a wife has for his for her husband and than what parents have for children. But I am to love her and I am to forsake all others. She's to be the number one human being in my life. And yet God teaches us that we're to love Him more than we even love our wife. You might not agree with that, but that's what Jesus taught us. I'm to love my wife, and forsaking all others, I'm to remain faithful to her and put her number one in my life. But listen, Jesus is more important than my wife is. Jesus is more important than your children are. Does that mean you neglect your children? Absolutely not. The Word of God says that a man that provideth not for his own house, he's worse than an infidel. So it's not saying don't love your family. It's just saying the Word of God is teaching you're to love God first and foremost. He's to have preeminence in all of our lives. Every day. Did you know I think about my grandchildren every day? I used to hear Daddy when he was praying after I was grown. And I would hear him every time he prayed. He prayed for me and for my family and my grandchildren and for my sister and for her family. I think about my children, my grandchildren every day. But I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes I think more about my grandchildren than I think about God. Do you follow what I'm trying? Any of you that are dating or anybody that you... When I was dating Teresa, I thought more about her than I thought about anything or anybody. She was on my mind all the time. And so my question is, not just, and I believe Jesus is not just asking me. I don't believe there's a reason. See, I believe that one of the reasons that God has put this so strong in my heart is that every one of us needs to know that Jesus is asking you, just like He asked Peter and just like He asked me. Jesus is asking you this morning, do you love me? Jesus is asking you, do you love me? Does He know the answer to the question already? Did He know the answer when He asked Peter? Did He know exactly everything about Peter? Indeed, He did. And yet, it brought Peter to the realization, I just don't love you really as much as I think I love you. I'm not showing as much love as I ought to show you. I think it was one of the most provoking questions that Jesus ever asked Peter was, do you really, really love me? Turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 10 and listen to what Jesus says here relative to our love and loving Jesus more than we love anyone else. And again, if I love Jesus, I'm going to be loving you. Everybody understand that? This idea, well, I love God, but I don't love you, you're deceiving yourself. John asked the question later in 1 John. He asked the question in 1 John chapter 4, I believe. He says, you know, if a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. He doesn't know anything about love. And he asked the question there. He says, how can a man say, I love God, whom he's not seen, but he doesn't love his brother, whom he's seen? So our love for the brethren must be there, or else we don't love God. My love for my wife has to be there, or I don't love God. My love for my children and grandchildren has to be there, or I don't love God. My love for you as my brethren has to be there, or I'm not loving God like I should. Listen now, Matthew chapter 10, verses 37 and 38, the Word of God, Jesus is speaking, and the Word of God says here in Matthew chapter 10, verse 37, he that loveth father, Jesus is saying now, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Now, is Jesus telling us there that we're supposed to love him more than we love our parents? Is he telling the children in this congregation that you as children are to love Jesus more than you love your own mom and daddy? He absolutely is. Yes, it is, sister. I want to come hug your neck right now. It is hard to do. Okay. Well, thank you for being honest. He said, right now I love my mom and daddy better than anybody. And that's good. The Word of God says, honor your mother and father. We're to love our parents. We're to love our children. But we're to love God even more. And this dear sister said, that's hard to do. It is. But it can be done. And the more I see what God is doing for me, the more I realize that if God had not given me my parents, I wouldn't have had those parents. The Word of God says that a prudent wife is from the Lord. I have my wife because of Jesus. If it wasn't for God giving me my children and grandchildren, I would not have them. So my allegiance and my love must primarily be to God. And the more I look at what God is doing for me, and the Bible says He daily loadeth us with benefits, the more I think about what God is doing for me, I'm going to love Him more every day. Because the blessings just keep piling up. I've got more blessings today. I have more blessings today than I had yesterday. I have more blessings. Let me tell you something. Just from meeting people, I have more blessings. The more people I meet, and I try to meet new people almost every day, but the more people I meet and the more people I'm around, the more blessed I am. That man that was here last weekend, Brother Dale Leary, that some of you met, some of you had him in your home, and he wrote a long letter to me and the church, and I forgot to bring it again, but I've got it at home, and I'll bring it and I'll leave it on the table here. But he was a stranger. He was passing through town, was leaving his wife and his son, was on his way to West Virginia. They had all kinds of problems. She had beat him up, claw marks all over his face and everything else, but he was leaving his family. He had lost his job. He couldn't find a job down there where he was leaving, and so he was going to West Virginia to his family. And I saw him, and he didn't approach me, and he never asked me for a penny. You know, you'll see people with signs, "We'll work for food." Right under they need to put, "This is a lie." Because I stop every time I see one, and I hadn't found anybody that'll work for food that holds up the sign. But this brother was just standing there, and I saw him, and I said, I just talked to him, asked him where he was from and everything. And then as we talked, I knew that he needed money. And I said, "Would you come work some for me?" And he said, "Yes, sir." And I carried him home, and he did more in 2 hours than a normal man would in 4 hours. He worked hard and he worked fast, and he wanted to keep on working. And so I let him work and work, and then, listen, he did everything that needed to be done, basically, that I thought needed to be done. And then the next day he came and did some work over here at the house across the street from the church. The man wanted to work. The man proved he wanted to work. The man worked from can to can't. He'd work from daylight till dark. He would not stop working. And you know what he said? This is one of the things he said in the letter and that he said to me verbally. He said, he cried last Sunday night. He said, "Brother Billy, I for the first time have seen what a church is like. A real church." That's what he put. "For the first time, I've seen what a real church is like." And he said, "I've seen what families are supposed to be like." And he wrote and he said, "I'm going back home to my wife and my son. And I'm going to keep looking for a job. And I ask you all to pray that God will help me find a job. And pray that my wife and I can get back together and we can live together like a husband and wife should." Because he said, "In looking at this church, I saw how families are supposed to act." And he cried when he was telling me, and then he left and left the letter. You can just almost see the tear stains on the letter. Hey, listen, brethren, y'all were good to him while he was here. You need to pray for him. That dear brother's got a hard road ahead. Hard road. But God is able to help him. He's able to help him. So I appreciate the love that you show to people. I thank God for the love you show to people. And that's one of the ways you're showing love for God. But just do some self-examination and think, how much do I really think about God? When you're loving people, you need to be thinking about God. When you see that people are a blessing in your life, you need to think about God. Brother Richard Lee called me about somebody that he's been trying to work with on Friday, I believe, Thursday or Friday. And he called me Friday morning and asked me, could I take Friday evening to study with this man. He said, "I've already taught him some, and I want you to study with him." Nothing I like more than studying God's Word with people. Right, Brother Jonathan? And Brother Jonathan and I sat down and had good study at Jerry J's one time. I love to study God's Word. I love to look at what God's Word says with people. That's part of loving God and loving people, is to sit down with people and to try to help people. And you'll learn as you try to work with other people. You'll learn more and more. You fall in love with them. I fell in love with Brother Jonathan. Hope his wife understands what I'm saying. I fell in love with this man Friday night. I fell in love with Brother Dale last week. I wept when I got there Monday morning and just had this two-page letter. I wept. I cried because he was gone. But I believe he went where he needs to be. And all of us as children of God, brethren, we need to hear Jesus saying, "Do you love me?" And right here in Matthew 10:37, Jesus is saying, Matthew 10:37, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me." I just have to keep hearing and understanding. I need to think about Jesus and love Jesus more. You remember that there was a woman, this is recorded in Luke 7. Turn in your Bibles just a moment to Luke chapter 7. There was a woman that proved how much she loved Jesus. And she loved Jesus now. When she saw Jesus and heard about Jesus, and there were a lot of other people that probably knew a lot more about Jesus than this woman did. There were probably people that could quote scriptures from the Old Testament and could tell you all kinds of things about the Messiah more than this woman could. But this woman loved Jesus more than any of the other religious people that were around right then. Look at Luke chapter 7, beginning in verse 38. I'm not going to read all of this, but you're familiar with this passage of Scripture. The Word of God says in Luke chapter 7, verse 38, "And stood at his feet behind him weeping." That's what this woman was doing. "And began to wash his feet with tears." Do you hear what the Scripture says there? She began to wash his feet with her tears. You think it was just one or two little... You think these were crocodile tears? You think she was faking anything? You think it was genuine heartbreak at being in the presence of Jesus? To see how clean and pure and holy He is, and to see what a wretched sinner we are? it'll make you cry. If you've ever seen Jesus, it's like Isaiah. Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 3 and 4 and 5, Isaiah keeps speaking about the people out there, and he says, "Woe unto you! Woe unto you!" He says it several times, speaking to the children of Israel. "Woe unto you! Woe unto you!" And then in chapter 6, Isaiah says, "I saw the Lord high and lifted up." And it talks about how beautiful the Lord was. He saw the glory of God. And do you know what he said? "Woe is me. Woe is me," he said. "For I am a man of unclean lips. And I come from unclean people. I am not what I ought to be." He stopped looking at the shortcomings of other people. He stopped thinking about them. And he thought about himself. And he found out we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And he felt it in his soul. Isaiah just didn't write those words down. He felt he was unworthy. This woman in Luke chapter 7, she felt how unworthy she felt and knew she was a sinner. The Apostle Paul felt the same thing. You might say, well, Apostle Paul was a great man of God, and indeed he was. But he wrote to the young preacher Timothy, and he says that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. He felt he was the chief of sinners, and he felt that he was the worst or the least of the apostles. Paul was a man who understood where he really was. This woman in Luke 7 understood her condition. And so when she came into the presence of Jesus, she began to weep, and she washed his feet with her tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head. Do you see the prostrate condition? She's down wiping his feet with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet. You know, sometimes when you want to just make somebody mad, somebody made you mad, you might say, "Well, kiss my foot." They don't do it today, but when I was a kid, that was something that we used to say sometimes, "Kiss my foot." That means just, you know, that's as low as you can get almost. Kiss, kiss. That's what this woman was doing, was kissing his feet. She worshipped him. She loved him. She kissed his feet and anointed them with ointment. She took the most precious ointment, the most precious thing she had, and she poured them on Jesus. She anointed his feet with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, listen, verse 39, they're in this Pharisee's house. Verse 39 says, "Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, he would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she's a sinner." Oh, me. Probably everybody here has been about like this Pharisee. Look down on other people. You ever look down on anybody? No. Well, thank you, sister. We all do. Some people say, "Well, I don't look down on anybody." You don't know yourself like you think you do. So he looked down on this woman and said, "Now, if Jesus was really the Messiah, if he was really the great prophet, he would know what kind of woman this was, and he wouldn't let her touch him." Verse 40 says, "And Jesus answering said unto him," all the man did was just think this now. He didn't say it out loud, he just thought it. "And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on." There was a... Boy, do you see the change? Here he is thinking bad things about Jesus. And then Jesus told him what he was thinking. And he said, "I've got something I'm going to say to you." And he says, "Master." I think he began to realize, he knows what I'm thinking. "Master, say on." Verse 41, "There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay," neither one of them had anything to pay. "When they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me," he's speaking to the Pharisee now, "tell me therefore, which of them will love him most?" Do you think there's a difference in the degree that we love each other in this church building? Absolutely. We don't love each other the same amount. I'd like to tell you I love all of you the same. That's just not true. I'm a human being. God loves us all the same, but we vary. And I even fluctuate in my love for you personally, individually. Sometimes my love for you is way up here. Sometimes it's down here. My love fluctuates. Your love fluctuates. God's love remains constant. Listen, brethren, even when I sin and I go away from God, He loves me the same amount. He loves me just as much today the Father loves me just as much today as He did when He sent His Son down into the earth to save me from my sins. He loves me just as much now as He did then. And He'll love me. His love for me is constant. His love for me is unwavering. The Word of God says, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And the Word of God says that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And yet people's love does fluctuate and differ. And so He says, now man forgave two people. He forgave one man of we'll just say $500 for the sake of discussion. One man He forgave of $500. Another man He forgave him of $50. Which man will love Him the most? Which man? The man who owed Him $500. Verse 43 says, Simon answered and said, I suppose that he whom he forgave the most. And He said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. Now, what's the point that Jesus is giving this little illustration to this Pharisee about? This woman loves me the most. Why does she love me the most? Because I forgave her the most. She loved me the most. Whoever loves Jesus the most in this congregation, would you stand up, please? If you think you love Him more than anybody else in this congregation, just stand up. If you think you love Him more than anybody else in this congregation loves Him.
I want to love Him more, but I don't.
Me and you stay on the same page all the time. Did you know that? I want to love Him more. And we can love Him more. Listen, brethren, if I'm not changed from the feelings I've had this week, of feeling like Jesus was speaking to me and say, do you really love me? If I'm not changed by that, if I'm not changed by these words, if it doesn't have an effect in my life, I'm in for great trouble in my life. Because it was like, son, you better straighten up. You better start showing me more love. I deserve more love than you're showing me. And you've got to stop loving things and people more than you love me. You've got to love me more than anybody else. And you've got to love me more than anything else. Do you really love Jesus that much? Can you really love Him that much? I believe that you can. I believe you can. I believe that you, by the grace of God, that you can love Jesus with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And I ask you to pray for me that the next time that I hear Jesus, feel Jesus speaking to my heart, I hope that the next time He speaks, I'll feel a lot better than I did this past week and I have every day. I hope I'll feel a lot better because I hope that I'll do what I want to do, and that's to love Him more. Go with me to turn to John 14 just a moment. And I'll close right here in John chapter 14. Jesus tells us in this chapter, he tells us that we should love Him, and then He tells us that we can look at our lives and we can tell how much we love Him. We can tell whether or not we do love Him. Jesus says that there are some things that will be in your life if you love Him. John 14 and verse 15, Jesus says, if you love me, what? Keep my commandments. Come down to verse 21. Verse 21, Jesus continues and says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Do you hear that? If I'm not keeping His commandments, what does Jesus say? You don't love Him. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Verse 23, Jesus answered and said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. And then he says, and he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. Can I tell whether or not I love him? When I hear Jesus asking me the question, do you really love me? I need to measure my answer by how much I'm keeping his commandments. I can measure it by what I think or what I feel, and I'll come up with the wrong answer. But if I want to know how much I love him, all I have to do is look at how much I'm keeping his commandments. And by the way, there's a lot more commandments than don't get drunk, don't smoke, don't cuss, and don't run around with women. There's a lot more in God's Word than that. I think many people that go to God's house, they think if they keep those four things, they're doing real good. There's a lot of positive things we have to be doing. That's right, sister. Well, sometimes it scares you, sister, that said when he speaks to you, it scares you. Well, when he speaks to you like this, it scares you. But now when you're doing good, you know what he'll say sometimes? He'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well done. Now that doesn't scare me. That makes me feel real good. Sometimes I've heard Jesus say to me, not out loud, never have heard Jesus talk out loud, but sometimes I felt like Jesus has said to my heart, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Sometimes I felt that. It's a wonderful feeling. It's the most wonderful thing in the world. When people show their love, that's good. But the most wonderful thing in the world is when your Heavenly Father manifests himself to you and says, I love you. I love you. And you can feel the love of God shed abroad in your hearts. The Word of God says, and I'm just going to mention this in closing, in Ephesians 6, verse 24. Just listen. The Word of God says that grace, listen carefully, grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Does everybody hear that? Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ with sincerity. With sincerity. Do you love him with sincerity? Do you love him with all your heart? Do you really love him more than you love anybody else? Do you really love him more than you love anything else? How much do you love Jesus? May God help us to do that, to love him more, is my prayer for Christ's sake.